Baruch HaBoim, everybody. Welcome to our Monday night's Parshas class. Today is Tu B'Shvat, Tav Shin Pei Beis, and it corresponds with the English calendar, January 17th, 2020. I'd like to dedicate the Refuah Shleima to Reina Basleya, together with all the Chol Yisrael. They should have a speedy recovery.
Amen. Amen.
This week's parsha is Parshas Yisrei. Parshas Yisrei is a monumental parsha that deals with the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments. Parshas Yisrei is perhaps the parsha that is the dynamo to all of the mitzvahs, to all of the parshios of the Torah, where everything emanates from the Aseres HaDibros. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was that the Jewish people should arrive at Har Sinai and accept the Torah. The purpose of the world being created was that there should be a Kabbalah Torah, an acceptance of Hashem's Torah at Har Sinai. Everything depended on Kabbalah Torah. Therefore, there's no question why Parshas Yisrael is the dominating parsha, that from it, the source, the strength, the influence was Kol HaTorah Kula, emanates from Parshas Yisrei. What's very important as a prelude to the Aseres HaDibros is the attitude the Bnei Yisrael should be taking to Kabbalah Satayra. The attitude to know who we are and what we are. It's not just a nation liberated from Egypt, from Egyptian bondage, and they were given an opportunity to accept the Torah. The Torah tells us in its introductory words who the Bnei Yisrael were, how Hashem related to the Bnei Yisrael, how Bnei Yisrael related to Hashem. The attitude was extremely important in setting the tone for Kabbalah Satorah. Allow me to read you a pasuk or two that will bring out this point. In Perek Yutes, Pasuk Dalid and Hey and Vav, I will read you three Pesukim. We will dwell on a concept and a thought, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is introducing himself to Bnei Yisrael and what he is actually expecting the Bnei Yisrael to respond to him. The Torah says in Pasuk Dalet, Atem re'isem asher asisi l'mitzrayim. You have seen what I have done to the Egyptians. Ve'esra eschem al kanfein neshorim. I have lifted you up on the wings of eagles. Ve'ovi eschem eloi. And I have brought you to me. In Pasuk Hei, V'atah now, im shamoa tishmu b'koli, if you listen to my voice, u'shmartem es brisi, and you will guard my covenant, v'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim, you will be for me a treasured nation from all other nations, ki li kol ha'oretz, because to me, I own the world, I own the land. Va'atem, and Pasik Vav, Va'atem tiyu li mamleches kainim v'goy kadosh. I want you to be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Elu hadavodem asher tedaber el b'nei Yisrael. These are the words that you should speak to the Jewish people. This is the introduction where Hashem is introducing himself to B'nai Yisrael and is telling B'nai Yisrael actually two very important messages. Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Chaim Dov Kela, Zatzal, the tells of Rosh Yeshiva was Nifta in the Sefer Chideko, brings out that in V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim, to be for me a treasured nation from all of the nations of the world. Bring out over here Ahava, Hashem's love for the B'nai Yisrael. Hashem is telling the Jewish people he loves them. His hagdama, his introduction, is an introduction of love. And we know that Rashi actually mentions, what does that mean, segula? Segula means otzer chaviv. I'm quoting Rashi. A dear treasury. Kamo, for example, usugulas malachim, like we have a treasury of kings that contains kli yakov, avonim toivos, expensive vessels and special precious stones, shamalachim gonzim oisam. Kings hide them. Kach atem tiyu li segula mishar umos. Rashi is explaining that you are to me a treasure from more than any other nation. Just like a king treasures his possessions, his expensive possessions, he has a very close relationship. He's dear to his wealth. Hashem is telling B'nai Yisrael that the Jewish people are dear to him like a treasury. Very special, his most expensive possessions. It's no wonder that when Hashem is going to give the B'nai Yisrael Torah, we actually, in our tefillah, when we daven for the prayer, the tefillah that surrounds Torah, every day we actually say the following. We say, Ahavas Olam. We show Hashem our love. Ahava or Ahava Rabba Avtanu. We love. You have shown us this enormous love. And with this love, we pray that we should be able to be privileged to understand the Torah and to learn the Torah and to delve into the Torah and to become great in Torah. And the words we say in our davening, Avinu Ova Rachman, our Father, our merciful Father, Hamarachim Rachim Aleinu, have mercy upon us. We're saying, believe, Beinu Rahavanu Rahaskil, and put in our hearts to understand and to appreciate the Torah. Ulishmo Velasa Sulakayim is called Divrei Salma Torah Sechbi Ahava, to guard and to observe and to fulfill all of the Torah, all of the learning of the Torah with love. These are all familiar words. And please, enlighten our eyes in your Torah, and make our hearts cling to your commandments. We say this every day. this expression of love that Hashem has shown his love to us. Ahava Rabba Avtanu. This love, this enormous love you have shown us that you love us. Where did this come about? This is in this week's parasha. When Hashem says, V'yisim li segula mikol ha'amim. I want you to be for me a treasured nation. And this treasury is the treasury of Limud HaTorah. Harav Aaron Cutler, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, has a slightly different interpretation of the words of Yisum Li Segula Mikol HaAmim. And he tries to bring out that when Hashem said, be for me a treasured nation, he was telling the Bnei Yisrael, I want you to become aware who you are. I want you to realize. I want you to think big. Think great. Think like I want you to think. I want you to know you are my treasured nation. And by doing that, I'm expecting you to be, for me, a mamleches koyanim v'goy kadosh, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. But that can only come about if you think big. If you think big by recognizing and becoming aware that Hashem is so close to you, that you are his treasured nation, though when you think big, you act big. When you think big, you behave big. If a person thinks small, and whatever he does, whether he does something good or something bad, in his limited intellectual mind, it's doing a little bit good or a little bit bad. But if a person is a great person, there's no little bit. When you do good, it's very good. And when you do bad, it's very bad. I give you an example. You know, you take a child, a toddler, and you take a child and you put him in front of a gold coin. He doesn't understand the value of money. You put in front of him two or three lollipops. And of course, he'll take the lollipops and disregard the coins. Of course, he doesn't have any value of what a gold coin is. You can take a child maybe a little older, maybe he's six or seven, and you put in front of him two $5 bills. And next to the two $5 bills, you put one $20 bill. In the child's mind, that's not the value of money. He said, two is better than one. He'll take the two $5 bills. He wouldn't care about the one. It's, of course, two is better than one. But he doesn't understand that a two $5 bills is only $5 bills. And you can extrapolate to anybody on another level. Somebody doesn't realize what the value of a check could be, and you put down a $50 bill in front of him, and then you put a check that is $1 million, he'll take the $50 bill. He doesn't realize that the check of $1 million is worth it. He can't even read the check. It's a perception. It's an attitude. We are being taught that we have to have our minds and hearts look towards greatness when we learn Torah. By doing that, when we think big, then we act big. And whatever mitzvah we do, there's no such thing as a small mitzvah. There's no such thing as a small aveira. And Hashem according to the way Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal in Mishnah Rebbe Aaron, is bringing this point out that when Hashem is telling us, V'yisim li segula mikol ha'amim, and you shall be for me a treasured nation from all of the nations, I want you to think big, because you are big. You are to me a treasured nation. And therefore, I want you to look at the Torah and its observance with that attitude. And therefore, Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal makes his point very, very clear. And by doing that, we can approach Torah and mitzvahs on a completely different level. He also actually mentions how the Torah regards every Jew. A little further in the parasha, in Perek Yutes, Hashem is warning Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Jewish people to make a border around Har Sinai so that nobody should cross the border and try to climb the mountain. What does Hashem say? Hashem says, I'll read you the pasuk in pasuk chaf aleph. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, "Raid va'ed ba'om, go and warn the Jewish people. Ben yehersu el Hashem, lest they will move away from their spot to Liros to see Hashem. V'nafal mimenu rov, and many might fall." What does that mean? V'nafal mimenu rov. So, the explanation, the word Rav, is even one Jew. Even if one Jew would die, in the eyes of Hashem, that's a lot. Even one, that's a Rashi brings down a Mechilta. In the eyes of Hashem, if one Jew is lost, one Jew dies, it's in the eyes of Hashem, V'nafal mimenu Rav. Every Jew, every Ben Yisrael is very precious, is treasured. And we see from over here that one Jew is like a nation. One Jew is like an entire people. In the eyes of Hashem, to lose one Jew is to lose an entire people. So Hashem warns Moshe, Moshe, sure you want the Jewish people not to come near the mountain, put that border around, warn them, don't forget. We see how Hashem treasures every Jew, every Ben Yisrael. Therefore, we see over here how we are to recognize how Hashem wants us to approach Torah, and what kind of attitude we should have towards acceptance of Torah and learning Torah. We know this attitude of who we are and what we are was the prelude to the most two greatest words that the Jewish people have publicly said. And you all know that. Na'aseh v'nishma. We will do, and we will understand. Na'aseh v'nishma. These two words could only have come about had their attitude been optimum. It was on the highest level. And this is what Hashem required from the Bnei Yisrael. To be able to climb to such a high level, you have to have your attitude in place. You have to have that ahava, that love for Hashem. And the Jewish people had what to love. They were saved from Egyptian bondage. They were saved with the Kriyas Yam Suf. They were saved with water coming out of a rock. They were given man from heaven. Boy, was there what to love Hashem for. And with this love came an appreciation, like Rabbi Aaron covered the Tal, of who they really were. They were not an anybody. They were a treasured people. They were a Goy Kodesh. They were a Mamlechus Kohanim, the Goy Kodesh. And having said this, we can now better understand the Birchas HaTorah we make every morning. Every morning we make a bracha, three brachas actually. We make the bracha of Laseh B'Divrei Torah. Hashem wants you to obligate yourself into learning Torah, and we say Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvah V'Tzivanu Laseh B'Divrei Torah. Be Isaac in Torah. Get started. It's like stoking the fire. Get the fire going. Start learning. It doesn't say Lilmo Torah. It's Laseh. Be Isaac. Occupy yourself. Like if a person is in a business, he's completely involved. He's enveloped with his business and his business associates. He's completely in his business. Be Isaac in Torah. Once you started the ball rolling and you're Isaac in Torah, then you can say, Vaharevna, please, Hashem, make the Torah sweet. I want to grow in Torah. I want to get better in Torah. I want to become that special Jew that Hashem calls an Am Segula. Yes. We ask Hashem to make the Torah sweet. Once we have started learning, and once we've got ourselves involved with Torah, then comes the third bracha of Asher Bacha Bono Mikol Hamim V'Natzalanu Es Torah. So we thank Hashem that He chose us from all the nations, and the bracha finishes off Baruch Ato Hashem Noisein HaTorah. Hashem gives the Torah. Now, we have to explain that. Now, I once mentioned this in the past, but it's very appropriate to put it in today's shiur. If you want to look at the grammar of the bracha, it's really problematic. The bracha starts off in the past. Hashem, we want you to know, we're saying, Asher bracha banu mikol hamim, you have chosen us from all the nations, v'natzalanu es Torah so, and you've given us His Torah. Baruch Atah Hashem, no saying HaTorah. You give the Torah. No, it should have said, Nasan HaTorah. You gave us the Torah in the past. But that doesn't say. We don't say that bracha. We say, no saying HaTorah. We say it in the present. We say, Hashem, we thank you for giving us the Torah. Why do we say that? And the answer is simple. Because when we come close to Hashem, when we show our love and our attitude to Hashem, Hashem doesn't just recognize that He gave us the Torah, but He constantly blesses us with giving Torah. We get every single day Torah. We become mini fountains of knowledge, of Torah knowledge that suddenly spills over in our hearts and minds, and we begin to learn and appreciate Torah that you never understood. You become a fountain, a fresh, flowing fountain of Torah learning. It's like Torah is now coming to you today. Today. Not just it's a memorial of the Torah that was given 3,500 years ago or so. It is being given to you today. That's why you say, no saying HaTorah. Hashem, you give the Torah because since my attitude is so positive that I love the Torah and I want to be on the level of learning Torah, and I express it with my attitude to Torah, then Hashem will help you change. And that will happen. And it's happening every day. And when you are dedicated to learning, then you can feel the presence of Hashem's giving the Torah every day to you. Not just in the past, but happening even today. In Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, the first Braisa, it says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Kol Ha'Oseg B'Torah Lishma, whoever learns Torah Lishma for its sake, Zochel L'Dvarim Harbeh. He is privileged to many, many things. Privileged to miraculous things. Many things happen to a person. A person learns Torah Lishma, it's very, very special. We are familiar with what kind of Torah Lishma. We know this at the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Atignosh Yitzoko tells us how to learn Torah, how to fulfill Torah. Antignosh Yitzoko, at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, says the following. Hu haya omer, al tiyu ka'avodam ha'masham shne esarav al manas l'kabel pras, ela hevu ka'avodam ha'masham shne esarav shaloy al manas l'kabel pras. Become a servant that serves Hashem just for the sake of serving Hashem without looking for a reward. For the very sake of serving Hashem. Be like a servant who wants to serve his master for the love, for the attachment, for the reverence of that relationship. And this is so similar to what I was saying now. If your attitude is where it ought to be, then you will find yourself serving Hashem. Shalaya manas v'kabel pras. You're not looking to get rewarded. You're looking to do a mitzvah. Because doing a mitzvah, being Hashem's servant, is the reward itself, is the honor, is the privilege, is the chance to become an Am Segula. I have to tell you that I've witnessed this for my father, Olav Shalom. I just finished my Yahrzeit almost 2 weeks ago. My father, Olav Shalom, Reb Nota Tzvi Ben Benzia Moshe, may he have a lift to Gan Eden. It was this person who served Hashem simply out of pure love. He started off as a public school boy with no proper education. He had non-Jewish friends. He was really considered in the terms of you say Yiddishkeit, he was perhaps more not from than from. But my father, Olav Shalom, says he called himself the survivor of the American Holocaust. That's the term that my father used. Why did he call himself a survivor of the American Holocaust? Because he said he's the only boy in his class, in his public school class, that remained from and raised a Torah family. And I can add to that, and not only to raise a Torah family, but he became a beacon of light, of encouragement, of knowledge, and such chizuk, and such of a wealth of knowledge to show people how to live as a Torah Jew, purely with love of loving Hashem, that I believe that what we've said tonight applies to him. That we said that if you learn Torah Lishma, Zochel L'Dvarim Harbeh, you are privileged to many things. He was privileged to have all of his children, Arfum, all of his children, Baruch Hashem, of B'nai Torah. All of his grandchildren and all his great-grandchildren are B'nai Torah and B'nai Torah. This is a miracle from a public school boy who hung around Goyim. These were his friends. But he embraced Torah because he saw the truth of Torah. He saw the beauty of Torah. He saw Hashem's guiding light in mitzvahs, in emunah betachin, in the things that he learned from his rebbeim, such as Rabbi Avigdor Miller. And he passed this on to his children, his family, and to anybody who he met. And Baruch Hashem, I say that this Mishnah was fulfilled in his lifetime. And I must have said it in the past, but it's worthwhile mentioning it again. That is, those who want to be able to get a glimpse of my father, Olav Shalom, if you go to YouTube and type in three words, meet Mr. Applebaum, you'll get to see who my father is. Right now, in the memory of my father, my son, in Eretz Yisrael, his name is Yisrael Applebaum, gives a 2-minute shiur, a 2-minute lesson in Nifloyes Habore, in the miracles of Hashem's world, specifically in the human body. He has now gotten close to, I think, 900 people who listen to it daily, this 2-minute shiur. I will tell you the number that you can call in, and you call the number once. You don't have to call in twice. Call in once, and it's computerized. That call you'll get every day until you request to be taken off the list. The phone number is 908-280-1488. You also have it put on your WhatsApp. Also available on Kol HaLashon. I listen to my son's Dvar Torah on the Nifloyes Habore every day during my supper time. When my phone rings, I don't even want to pick it up when my son calls, because I like it to go on my voicemail. And from there, I can pick it up when I eat my supper, and I enjoy a Dvar Torah. 2 minutes. And I can tell you, you won't be disappointed. That's his grandson. My son was influenced from his Zaidi in Natatzri Ben Siyam Maisha, on how he looked at life. He looked at life that it was full of Nifloyes Habore, was full of miracles of Hashem. And I pass this on to you all. It's all based on what I started saying at the beginning of this year. It's all about attitude. If your attitude is towards Hashem and His Torah, that Hashem loves you, He calls us His treasured people, He wants us to become a Memleches Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. If this is your attitude and you're striving for that, Hashem will help you get there. Like I told you in the words of Nosei in HaTorah, I can assure you you'll get there. It's not an easy climb, but Hashem will help you. You will get there. Once we become aware of these wonderful things, Hashem will guide you, help you, and you will be privileged to continue to grow on your own in ways that you never imagined. It's all in your hands, your chance to show yourself and prove to yourself that you can rise to the challenge. May you all have a bracha v'hatzlacha, a week of health and prosperity by making a kiddush Hashem wherever you go and learning Torah to the best of your ability. Have a wonderful week. Kol Tov.